Don't be drinking baked beans, do you?
Sauce down my throat.
What?
I was too sick. A very thick sauce.
Sauce is not good. I prefer not to eat rice.
Hot beans.
I mean, I don't hate it. I don't,
yeah. You don't really eat a condiment.
Oh, wait, what? No, that just makes it worse.
Oh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Flowable, a podcast where we talk about what we see fit. We're your usual hosts, Leo and Errol, and today we're going to talk about food. And the first question I have is, Errol, do you have any preferences about food that you like or dislike?
I mean, I'm not really sure because I can eat almost anything that you put in front of me. I mean, I'm not really that much of a picky eater. I mean, I used to, but whether it be pasta, pizza, fried chicken, I could eat it all, really.
Yeah, because those are like good food, Errol.
Well, yes.
No one hates chicken. Come on. Unless they're like vegetarian, but you know. But.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, just tell me a food that you would prefer not to eat.
You know those like Filipino dishes where they put like aubergine and okra? That sort of stuff. That food I really don't like eating.
Well, I have no idea about that, but sure, go ahead. Well, I prefer not to have butter on my sandwiches.
It depends on the sandwich, though.
I mean, no, I just don't. I prefer like not have butter, like a ham. Like my best, the good sandwich is like a bacon and cheese or a bacon and egg sandwich. That's just it.
Yes.
And I also really hate baked beans.
I mean, I guess that's understandable, but why?
Because I ate them once when I was like in like kindergarten or whatever. But it's like the texture's like not good, and.
Okay.
It doesn't taste good. It doesn't. Why would people like beans?
I mean, I understand the texture, but
it's half water anyway. Come on.
No, when we cook it, we add more water to the sauce.
Oh, wait, what? No, that just makes it worse.
Too thick.
Don't want to be drinking baked beans, do you? Don't be drinking like
tomato sauce.
Yeah, no,
but
sauce,
I don't
want to
be
sauce.
Like dropping hot beans with like a very thick sauce down my throat. It's like.
Yeah,
that's just a really
just
odd.
Not eat beans at all. Also,
I know,
the biggest
but they're
thing,
a staple.
I would never eat this. Like I hate this thing. I hate condiments.
No, you've said this before, haven't you?
I know, and I'm doing this. I'm explaining this for the podcast right now. I hate condiments, which includes ketchup, mayo, mustard, relish, barbecue sauce. Even I know people like that for, and I guess sriracha, even, and. Don't like it. There was a point for some reason I didn't like it, like when I was younger. But then there was a point in year 5 where I kind of liked it and I ate it regularly. And then like after like in year 6, I just stopped eating it because I realized it's
you
not
don't
good.
Really eat a condiment, but
yeah, but I don't. The best combo with fries is the fries, salt, and either vinegar or pepper. Come on, that's just the best.
I know, but it's dry.
Yeah, well, you have drinks, right? You have, like, a Diet Coke.
No, but, like, if you go down to the chippy, yeah, you don't want, like, hot chips on their own. You want something cold, something cool to, you know, take the hot, the, like, heat of the thing down. Not just,
yes,
not spice, but
Diet Coke!
I know, but some people can't be bothered to get an actual, like, can of fizzy drink. You see, like, people in our school, you see them, like, going down to the chippy. They don't get, like, fizzy drink. They get, like, just the chips.
Out. You don't eat sauce. Come on, man. Sauce is not good. It's not.
Are you sure there aren't any exceptions to this?
No, there aren't. The only kind of exception is soy sauce, but that's like an exception. That's
not
a sauce.
That's okay.
And speaking of soy sauce, I don't like rice. And I know I'm Asian. Well, that's. I prefer not to eat rice. I mean, I don't hate
Why?
It completely. I don't hate as much as I hate condiments or baked beans. Like, I like rice, okay. Like, for example, with fish or with, like, bacon and egg.
Yes.
But, like,
yes.
Usually I prefer to have the potatoes, you know. Because rice has no flavor. Rice has no flavor.
Potatoes have no flavor either.
I mean, they do, though. People eat fries on their own.
No, if you have like boiled potatoes, they taste bland.
Yeah, but you don't boil rice, do you?
Yes,
you
do.
Rice. Don't eat rice on
it,
your
but
own. Don't do you? You have it as a compliment.
Of course not.
But you can have fries or potatoes as both.
I know, but you don't have potatoes on their own. You put like sauces and like, you know, like powder on.
No, you don't. No.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, I don't, because I don't like sauce.
Why do you have to emphasize it? Sauce is good. Where did your hate for sauce
come from? It's not. It sucks. It's terrible.
But why, like, is it just one day you're like, that's it, I can't take it, I hate ketchup? Is that like, what?
No, I hate it from the beginning. I always hate ketchup, except for that point in year 5. Which is like an anomaly.
So, I thought you'd be like, when you were born, you were just like, the first word, your first words would be, I hate ketchup.
No. That was my fifth word, come on.
Wait, what? Ketchup.
Anyways, no, it wasn't. But yeah, that's my rant about this, whatever. Do you have any of your own like despises or things?
I mean, you know, I already said it. I don't like, you know, those weird Asian vegetables.
Yeah, alien food. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's like, it's really gross.
Yeah, I don't really like ube either.
Yeah, it's weird. I'm like, I thought I was the only one who like hates ube, but like my like brother and my parents, like, they absolutely love it, but I can't stand it.
But it's like, I don't get it. It's just eat chocolate.
It's like a mix between chocolate and potato, and it's really disorienting.
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah.
Also, okay, we're gonna move away from food now and talk about something different. We're old.
Yes,
and we've gone. Okay, I've gotten a lot of changes in my life. Well, you barely got any, right? You're the same as you were. You were the same as you were in year 7. Well, I've pretty much undergone like 50% of people.
Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean, most importantly,
your voice hasn't changed. Your voice has never changed, or if it has, it's like a slight change.
Yeah, but like I saw your videos from like a year ago, and compared to now, it's like
it's completely different. Like, have you seen? Okay, if you see like the previous like welcome back video, you see my voice is very high pitched, and now it's like I dropped 2 octaves.
I don't speak music, but yeah.
Well, pretty much I dropped like 2 levels of pitching.
Okay, what other changes then?
Also, I got my growth spurt in year 5.
Okay, I wouldn't have been around to see that, but okay.
No, the thing is, like, I was, like, growing, like, you know, like, 1 or 2 inches every year, as usual. In year 5, I grew, like, a freaking foot. No, I'm joking. It's not a foot, like, half an inch. Half a foot, essentially. I grew tall.
I don't do Imperial, but yeah, okay, yeah, you've grown.
Well, it should be comparative to itself, though. But regardless of that, after that growth spurt, every year I grow only, like, 1 inch. I don't grow as much as I did that year.
I don't know if I'm still growing. I feel kind of like everybody in the year is so tall. I'm not. Either they're too tall or I'm too short, or maybe I'm just like in between.
It's very possible. Also, do you shave?
I mean, I would, but my dad doesn't want me to, because then my hairs will get all like stubborn, and then you know it's like harder to shave. But my dad just wants me to
pluck them like women
do. Pluck them. Yeah.
Yeah. My dad said not to shave it because apparently it grows back like faster for some reason. But this year I just started growing armpit hair.
You really didn't have to say that. Lord.
Hey, I'm talking right now. I got things to talk about.
This is a food episode, and I think you've put a lot of people off now.
Well,
come on.
You can just hey, I don't. We can go on freaking whatever the crap you want. You can title this episode both things, but now, yeah. we're going with whatever pops into mind. Okay, I run out of things.
Okay.
Also, what are we doing on time right now?
I honestly don't know. I did not start the stopwatch.
Did not set the time. Did you not start the stopwatch?
You said beforehand
you're gonna start the stopwatch.
Nah.
I've been looking at time. I think it's about, like, I don't know, 10 minutes since we began, so I think we're still...
Are you cutting this part out, or are we leaving it in?
No, we're leaving this in. No, there's all things in the thing. It's funny as crap. But...
Okay.
Do you have any talking points of your own? You can name this, like, the random episode or whatever.
Talking points? I mean, we can talk about the presidential election, I suppose.
Yeah, but that's next episode.
Oh, okay, then that's next episode. Teaser for next episode.
Congratulations.
Mm.
Also, next episode, we'll have a guest in it. Every three episodes, we'll get a guest on, talk about their life, things that relate to their, et cetera. And then,
we'll get ready for a guest episode next week.
Yeah, as episode three had Alfie in it, I think next episode, we'll have someone else in there. And then the same with Ed, et cetera.
Okay.
Also, anyways, the bio said, Errol, the bio said it was a 10-episode series. Why did you say that? Because it's not just 10 episodes, is it?
I know, but I was thinking of removing that.
Yeah, please do. Because I got some people asking me, like, why is it only 10? So I had to keep reminding them it's 10 minutes a season. Also, yeah. And we do have a Discord, by the way, just as we take this time to, like, plug in, etc. So
link in the description.
You should be able to do some Discords. You can see that me and Errol are, of course, the host, and then we have some recurring guests, as well as special guests, etc. You can talk about whatever. Maybe, if you're lucky, you could have some interaction, some podcast episodes.
Yeah, and you could also send in. You can also send in some questions and some suggestions, and we might even take them on board if we think they're good.
Yeah, and maybe I think we should start like this like a whole thing now. We are doing this won't like be needed until like a couple of weeks from now, but we're trying to think of episode 10 doing a Q&A episode as the final episode of the season. So
or a live episode.
Maybe it could be a live episode, but if you have any questions or kind of suggestions or whatever, please leave them down. We'll be collecting them, and we will be asking Instagram. We have an Instagram as well, but just leave them below and we'll start collecting for that episode. But
and
then
also,
again,
Also, make sure that if you haven't already, make sure you follow us on Instagram at FlowablePod, and follow us to make sure you have the latest updates on what we're posting next.
Yeah. It's pretty much just that, and that's pretty much it. So, anyways, Errol, do you have any more talking points? I think we got like 10 minutes left.
Talking points. It's difficult thinking of things on the spot because
it really is. Improvisation is like the hardest thing on earth, because I've noticed this a lot and I've tried to stop myself from doing this, but everyone, before they say, when they're asked something, when they're not expecting to, when they try to answer, they always begin their sentences with or and they always include like in their sentence. And I'm not saying I don't do this personally, I have done this, but it's just I've noticed it as a pattern a lot. I think it's a subconscious thing, right?
Oh my gosh, I can relate to that, because I remember I was editing some episodes, and I remember when I was doing that animated intro preview thing, I remember I kept saying like over and over, and like I was just about to do it. It's a bad habit. It's like bad habits die hard.
Yeah, and the best tip I have for that is just to hesitate. Don't say or like, because it seems very unprofessional, unless your kind of content is that. But regardless, you might as well just wait, think about what you're going to say for like 2 seconds, and carry on speaking. So you have this, because if you keep saying that, people won't take you seriously. Then again, Donald Trump hasn't.
Yeah, because with this podcast, we didn't want too much of a structure, that it would be a bit robotic. And the reason why it's called Flowable is we're just, you know, trying to keep a continuous flow of random things that don't make sense and have no coherence.
But don't repeat. Don't go too, like, there I go, I said it. But don't go too relaxed, essentially. Keep some kind of like balance in there. But yeah, Errol opted to change the font, which to like a block font, and that's, I'm like, it doesn't fit the rest of the theme though. So why just stick with it? You'll go with the
flow. But I mean, it's difficult making a podcast.
It really is, because the previous like title idea with this was with the flow, but then someone else took the podcast, so we have to come up with this. But you know, it's what it is.
Yeah, so yeah, to those who are listening, making a podcast is way more difficult than you think it is. It's not just speaking, it's also speaking in a way that makes it entertaining. And hopefully, if you're still listening to this, then hopefully you're still getting entertained by what we talk about.
Yes, I think this should be like a shorter episode, because we're kind of in like a writer's block kind of mood. But next episode will be interesting, because we have a guest and it gets very, very spicy. So, without that all said and done, crap, there I go again. Anyways, my name is The Orange, this was Errol, and this has been Flowable, and next episode, you shall see some political things come your way.
Better audio quality because I'm going to be getting a new microphone, so hopefully on my end things will be a little bit crisper than
on mine. It'll still be terrible, so
I can still hear the echo in your room, and I heard this like really loud ding earlier, so I need to find that.
Yeah, I know, but that's what it is. I may improve my audio in the anyways. So my name is George, this has been Errol, and we'll see you next episode. See you guys.
Bye guys.